side.
The side there, sir.
Not direct to Gurudev.
Off kip hai. Why not you are giving here? So that balance will be
not so good. Check the volume is there.
अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायने कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदायै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरिलासिना पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो भिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञैराधे तं माय मिलियन्स ऑफ हम्बल ओबेसिएंसेस In the Lord's feet of my Paramaradhyatam Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Parsi Sumad Bhakti, Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj, and saying in the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Parsi Sumad Bhakti, Vedanta Swami Maharaj. In India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced in a new light this Aras court festival, with new mood, with new energy. And in Bengal, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, my Gurudev, every birthday, introduced this court festival. But there was no court festival in Western and Eastern, either and their countries. Who introduced Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj in each and every corner of the whole world, even forest and amidst of mountains, oceans, everywhere, and in a couple of years. And I think by Sankirtan and by this court festival, he preached the mission of Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami all over the world very easily, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it by Sankirtan mission. So, by His mercy, you are assembled here and we are doing a court festival. You are also through Sankirtan and Rath Yatra festival. I wanted to meet you all in court festival anywhere. Before finishing the court festival, at least 1 hour or half hour, I wanted. And I tired heart, I told some devotees, but perhaps due to rain, my well wishes, my doctors and secretary and advisors.
Does not know how to go there very quickly.
He knows everything.
No, he told us.
But my doctor and well wishers,
I don't know nothing.
Over controlled.
I know nothing to
so, him. So no. But anyhow, I am satisfied that for 1 minute, minute even. Oh. By the humble mercy of what name?
Mahadev.
I was able to see in last moment the God festival, and I became very satisfied and happy. Very beautiful Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, and Sudarshan. Most beautiful court, as if it was, it is in Jagannath Puri. And so many devotees are pulling, and all are doing kirtan. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baldev, Jai Subhadra. Even there was sometimes rain, but I'm happy that you were not stopped by that rain.
They were your tears, Gurudev.
And also I'm happy that all over Europe, even from America, some, even from Australia, some here and there,
Lithuania, Russia,
England,
Norway,
Poland,
Holland, Finland.
South America.
Venezuela, England, and from even China. So,
San Diego.
I'm very happy. Very happy and satisfied. Though I could not present in festival for so much long time, doing kirtan and pulling rath card, but yet, anyhow, I'm satisfied. Now, I want that we shouldn't be satisfied in pulling cord. I want to make your heart cord. No? And on that cord chariot, or in your heart, like Gopi, Krishna, Baldev, Subhadra, they should sit there and you should carry them. Then I will be most happy. For this, I've come. Not to pull a cart only, it will not do. I know that several, most about 100,000 of devotees were the head of the managing all these things, doing kirtan so much and pulling. Now where they are, no trace. So I don't want to make you all like this only, satisfied by only pulling the cord. But you should know the deep meaning of this and make your heart clear by Gundicha Mandir Marjan, and then try to give a seat for Jagannath Baldev Subhadra there. Especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then our cart festival is what?
Successful,
other not. So from today, we should try to be like that. You should know that wealth, reputation, any position, so much money, gold, they cannot make you happy. You should have a faith, a strong faith on bhakti, especially in Harinam, because Krishna has invested all the power. But we have no faith, we have faith in money and what? Wealth and gold and other things. So I have come to remind you all these things. You should believe strongly on name chanting here in Harikatha, in bhakti, more than your wealth, position and anything. They can't give you a minute happiness in your life, but they can give. They can stop your endless birth, chain of birth, death, suffering, sorrow, forever, and you may be happy. But sometimes you neglect. I have heard that, how many rounds you are chanting? Oh, 3 rounds, sometimes nothing. Please give me Gopal mantra and all mantra. Why? If you cannot chant more than 3 rounds, 16, 63, 2, or 48, how you can chant this mantra? So you should write all these things. Without diksha, sambandhavan, gyan cannot come. This is the process to make clear, pure Harinam. Otherwise, without these months, Harinam cannot be pure, because no relationship with Krishna. So we should know all these things. I have come to remind you, because I know that sometimes when there is no good association, you become weak. So don't be weak. Always think that Krishna is with you in the form of name. It should always. Now, I want to come to our subject matter. You know that Daitagan, you know, the
servants
of Jagannath, who carried Krishna from temple to Rakkard, they are called Daita, very, very strong, very very long and small. They giving so much bad names, abusing Krishna. Oh, you are to whom? What is your name of father? You have so many fathers. Mother too, so many. So you are without father, motherless. Abusing like him. You are characterless. You are so...
You are cheater.
Cheater, lawyer.
Lampard.
Lampard. Thurta. Abusing him. And they pull Krishna, carry Krishna. Krishna is so heavy, Jagannath. To move them, him, very, very
difficult.
So abusing Krishna. And they are doing. And Krishna what doing? Very happy to hear all these abuses. As if gopis are
taunting
and abusing him. Dhurta, chor, lampat.
Beating the crown.
So, this Daita took 3 deities. First Subhadra, and second Baldev, and then
Jagannath.
Subhadra, very happily, very easily, she अपने चढ़ गई
राइड ऑन द चैरियट
बलदेव लिटिल डिफिकल्टी एंड जगन्नाथ ओहो
इंटॉक्सिकेटेड
सो अगेन abusing him and they wanted to take Krishna up on the chariot. But Krishna sliding as if he don't want to go. So they tightened in rope here in hands, in here. And they were pulling and some were with head doing like that, some were like this. Thousands of daita. Abusing him so much. and they tried, they were trying. Do you know, have you heard about that? That if king is not there, Jagannath cannot go on chariot. Never. Once, 2-3 years before, king was not invited. Some communist-minded persons, pujaris of Jagannath and managers, they thought that what is the need of king coming? He should not come, we will do all. And that is why they never, at that time, then not invited him, and he was weeping in heart. That, oh, they are not calling me today, this year, why? So he was, whole night he never slept. And next day was called festival. And what became here? He was weeping there and here Jagannath, Deva, Baldev, Subhadra. Subhadra, Baldev, anyhow they took their seat on the throne. But he, Jagannath, oh, they did so much effort, but he was not on throne. What was the of the court festival if Jagannath is not chariot, on chariot? Then whole day, whole night,
they tried
their level best. But Jagannath was not on throne, going sleeping. Then they realized their fault. And at once, the head priest and all others went to Katak, to that king, present king, and they requested. Oh, he told that, oh, I was looking for this, but you neglected me for our lacks of
dynasties
of this opportunity. Then he went there. And as he went, at once, very easily, smiling, and he went on the chariot. Jai Jagannath ki.
Jai Jagannath!
Then, Pratap Rudra at that time, when Jagannath seated on the chariot, then and before that, he was cleaning, being a very weak king. And he was cleaning the path on which Jagannath is coming from temple to chariot. And what he was doing? Brooming with golden broom. And giving
rose water
and all
so many parts.
Very
perfumes.
So Jagannath became very happy. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That being a so high class of king and he is doing this service of method.
Sweeper.
Menial service.
He was happy and he was looking all these things with his associates. then you should know why Jagannath, who is this Prataparudra? Do you know who is this Prataparudra? Who? That history, fighting and all. You should hear attentively.
The history of the kings sweeping the road as Jagannath goes to his chariot is a very ancient one. The kings previous to King Prataparudra did this. In that dynasty.
And what?
Previous to King Prataparudra, the king was King Purushottama Jana. He was a very beautiful king with all good qualities.
And very powerful.
Very powerful. When he was about 24 years old, he had made an arrangement with the king of Vidyanagara that the king of Vidyanagara would give to King Purushottama Jana his daughter for marriage. They hadn't met each other, but they were communicating by messenger. The king of Vidyanagar said he would come and see King Purushottama Jana, but he didn't say when. So it so happened, luckily or unluckily, that when King Purushottama Jana was sweeping the road for Lord Jagannath at the beginning of the Rathayatra festival, the king of Vidyanagara came with his whole family to see in person who is this king. So, as we know, King Purushottama Jana and all the kings wouldn't dress in royal dress. Though their broom was golden, they dressed as a regular street sweeper in ordinary clothes to be humble to the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath as his menial servant. So when the king of Vidyanagara saw this, he thought, he's very beautiful, but he's such a lowly person, like a street sweeper. I'm not going to give my daughter to any street sweeper. So he didn't say anything, but he left with his family. Then a few days after the Rathayatra festival was over, King Purushottama Jana inquired from his ministers that whatever happened to that king who said he was going to come and said he was going to give me his daughter. So his ministers told him what had happened. And King Purushottama Jana became very angry. He had no personal false ego, but he was angry because if someone considers the sweeper of Jagannath as an ordinary person, that's an insult to Lord Jagannath. Jagannath is God, so his sweeper must also be very glorious. So he decided, I'm going to attack that king. So he got his whole army together, and he went to attack the king of Vidyanagara. Now that king of Vidyanagara used to worship Ganesh. So Ganesh personally fought against King Purushottama Jana and his army, and they were very badly defeated. So King Purushottama Jana was extremely disappointed, upset, and angry at Lord Jagannath. He went to the temple of Lord Jagannath, and he said to him, I'm doing this for you. I attacked that king for you, and you didn't even help me. I did it for your glory, and you didn't help me at all. He worshipped Ganesh. Ganesh helped him. I worship you, and you didn't help me. So Jagannath replied in an aerial voice, you didn't ask me, so I didn't come. Now you're asking me, and now I'll certainly come to help you. Again, get your forces together, your army together to attack, and somehow or other you'll know that I've come to help you. So the king was so enthused now. He got his army and the next day went to march to Vidyanagara. Now Jagannath and Baladev, from that form, took the form of two very powerful and beautiful soldiers. Krishna, Jagannath, was riding on a very big and powerful and beautiful red horse in royal dress, and Baladev on a white horse. And they went ahead of King Purushottamajana's army. And some miles ahead, when they came to Chilka Alalanath, by a very beautiful big lake, the biggest lake of the world, they saw a Gwalini, that is a milk lady, selling her pot of buttermilk. So they were very thirsty by then and said, please give us some buttermilk. So the Gwalini said, sure, I'll give you some buttermilk, just give me some money. So Krishna said, we have no money, we're just soldiers of the king, and our king is now coming with the rest of his army for war, but the king will pay you. So she said, well, how will the king have any proof that his soldiers came? So they said, here, take our rings. And the king will know that this is our rings, a signet rings. One saying Jagannath Singh and one saying Baladev Singh. Singh means lion. So she took the rings and they took her whole quantity of buttermilk and enjoyed so much. Then some short time later, the king came with his army and the Gwalini went to the soldiers and she said, which one is the king? So they pointed out the king and she said, so your soldiers came and took some of my buttermilk and they said you'd pay.
My whole butter.
All my buttermilk. And they said you'd pay. So the king said, I have no soldiers that went ahead of me. All my soldiers are with me now. So she said, definitely they came. And they were riding on such and such and they looked like such and such. So he said, is there any proof? She said, certainly there's proof. Here's their rings. So as soon as the king saw these rings, he was amazed and he thought, these are the rings that I had the blacksmith, goldsmith make for Jagannath and Baladev. So he was overwhelmed with happiness knowing that Jagannath had come to help him in the war. So he told the Gwalini, not only will I pay you for all your buttermilk, but I'm so pleased with you that I'll give you a big plantation, a big plot of land, and all of your descendants can enjoy living on that land. So to this very day, the descendants of that Gwalini are living on that same land given by King Purushottamajana. Mm-hmm. Then they went to the fight. Yeah. And this time, they defeated the whole army of the king of Vijayanagara. Krishna and Baladev personally tied up Ganesh. And what did they call Ganesh? Banda Ganesh. That means cheater Ganesh. Ganesh is a devotee of Krishna, and yet he was fighting on the wrong side. So they bound him up, the deity, and the king Purushottamajana also took Gopal deity to Katak, his kingdom, and he took the peacock throne of the king of Vijayanagara, and he brought that to his kingdom. He said, I'm not going to kill you, and I'm just going to arrest you. He also took his daughter, not to marry, but to arrest and bring her to Jagannath Puri with the plan that, okay, your daughter doesn't want to marry any sweeper, well, I'm going to marry her to my sweeper, any sweeper. So the ministers, his ministers, told him, wait some time, and also she, the daughter, came to the ministers weeping, and they said, wait some time, we'll make some nice arrangement for you. Wait for the next Rath Yatra festival to come.
She was very beautiful, most beautiful, and very qualified.
Very beautiful and
qualified. Like queen, to be a queen, she was perfect.
So, if the next Rath Yatra, the ministers told her, okay, now's the time. Now you should approach King Purushottamajana and tell him, yes, I'll marry a sweeper. But I'll only marry the sweeper of Lord Jagannath.
When he was sweeping?
While he was sweeping. Yes, I'll marry a sweeper, but only the sweeper of Jagannath. And he was sweeping for Lord Jagannath. So he accepted her as his queen. And who is his son? None other than King Prataparudra. So what a glorious king is King Prataparudra. Was he king in Yudhumna also? No, somebody else. But such a glorious king that his father had Krishna personally come to fight for him.
When Jagannath Dev sat on his chariot, Subhadra Devi first went to the chariot, and then Baldev Prabhu, and then in the last Krishna. But why this system is there? Do you know? Why Subhadra went first, then Baldev, and then Krishna?
Is that because of Dwarka and Narada?
Oh, that history of... very good.
Oh,
why you should not read that book? You have no time.
So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words as to why Subhadra's chariot went first. And yesterday, Srila Gurudev said that the third history of why Jagannath appeared is because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes with Jagannath. In other years, he said this following history is the third history of Jagannath's appearance in that form. That is, just as the Brijbasis, and especially the gopis, were feeling so much grievous separation from Krishna, weeping and practically losing their life in intense separation. So on the other side, in Dwarka, Krishna is also feeling intense separation, weeping so much and sometimes becoming unconscious. Once, he was unconscious for a few days. And his associates, like Narada, Uddhav, Baladev, and others, were in a quandary as to what to do. They were in a dilemma. That is, how can we bring Krishna back to consciousness? And second dilemma, when we bring him back to consciousness, because he's feeling so much separation from Vrindavan, he may run to Vrindavan and we'll never see him again. So they had a meeting and a plan, and they decided Narada Muni will play his veena, singing Radhika Ramana Namane, and that will bring Krishna back to consciousness. But because we don't want Krishna to run off to Vrindavan and never return, we should have a plan about that also. Uddhav should first go to Vrindavan and tell the inhabitants of Vrindavan that Krishna is just coming now, so they should all become very happy to welcome him. When Uddhav heard that, he said, "That's a very bad plan, because Krishna sent me before, and I told them that Krishna was coming, and he never came. So if I go back now, they'll say, oh yes, that liar has come again. They'll never believe me." Their idea was that some associates of Dwarka would go first, and then, after some time of Krishna having the association of the Brijabasis, that associate of Dwarka would very carefully and intelligently remind Krishna to come back to Dwarka very soon. So then they said, well, then Baladev should go. So Baladev said, no, the same thing would happen to me. I went to Vrindavan. I was Krishna's representative, even danced with the gopis. I solaced them so much by promising them that Krishna will come. But I don't know what happened. Krishna used to be so merciful and so soft-hearted. But now he's become very cruel-hearted. And though I plead with him so many times, he never takes that opportunity to go to Vrindavan. So they'll say the same thing to me, that liar has come. No, I can't go. Overhearing this conversation was Subhadra Devi. And she interrupted and offered, I'll certainly go. I have so much affection for Mother Yasoda and for the gopis. I'll sit on her lap and she'll caress me. And I'll tell her and the other Brijabasis, oh, now you can become so happy, because Krishna is on his way. He may be delayed maybe 1 or 2 days, because on his way so many kings and princes and very important devotees may try to stop him for some short time with their presentations and prayers. But he's definitely on his way right now. And they'll believe me. So then Baladev said, well, if Subhadra goes, then I'm definitely going. So they called for Daruka, Krishna's chariot driver, and said, when we bring Krishna to consciousness, then you should immediately be ready for him and ride like the wind to Vrindavan. So they got the chariots ready, Subhadra's chariot, since she was leading, and then Baladev's chariot, and then Krishna's chariot. Now, as Srila Gurudev mentioned before, the Daityagan, the very strong, powerful, wrestler-like devotees who were taking Krishna to the chariot, although they're very powerful and they bound Jagannath with rope, it takes many, many hours sometimes to get him up to the cart. And he's not just very straightly walking along. They have these, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, these cotton-filled pillows. And they hold him, very big pillows, and they walk him from pillow to pillow, and all the cotton explodes. And then Jagannath goes from side to side, almost all the way down, almost all the way back, almost all the way front. So they have a very hard time keeping him steadily going towards the chariot, then up the chariot. So there's a history to this also.
Why he is doing so?
Because when Krishna was going to the chariot on his way to Vrindavan, although he was in a hurry to go, he was so much absorbed in the love of the gopis, so much feeling intense separation, that he was not in his proper external consciousness.
He was so kept happy.
So overwhelmed that he couldn't be straight. He was falling and fainting, and they were picking him up, and he was going side to side. So that's the very beautiful history of the Daityagan that Srila Gurudev told before. Then, finally, they got Krishna to his chariot, and they rode very quickly to Vrindavan. As soon as Krishna reached Vrindavan, he heard that Srimati Radhika was just about, in the very next second, to leave her body. And if he didn't reach there immediately, certainly she would leave her body. Now, with Radharani are Lalita and Vishakha and all of her associates. Even Gurudev said maybe Chandravali was even there to show her sympathy. And they were putting a cotton swab under her nose to see if she was still alive. And there was very, very slight breathing. They were all so unhappy. They knew this time surely she'll leave. There's no hope. Then all of a sudden Krishna arrived. And he was so overwhelmed seeing the love of Srimati Radhika that his heart began to melt so much. So much did his heart melt, and so much was he weeping and rolling on the ground, that that personality who was rolling on the ground became Lord Jagannath rolling on the ground, as that melted form from his melted heart. And he was also like about to die and feeling the love and separation from Radhika and the sadness of her condition. So then Lalita or Vishakha told Radhika, Krishna's here, you can now be happy. So Radhika immediately came to consciousness, and she was so happy. But then when she saw Krishna in that condition, she told Lalita or Vishakha that say a mantra in Krishna's ear, and that will bring him back to his good, happy consciousness. Say in his ear, Radhe, Radhe. So they did that, and Krishna came back to his external consciousness, and Radhika and Krishna beheld each other in unlimited joy. So that's the history of Subhadra.
God festival, not ordinary thing, but what? Exchange of love, transcendental love. How excessive? Excessive.
Ecstatic.
Love among Radha and Krishna. Radha was going to die. And Krishna, when he saw, he became overwhelmed. He wanted to
to stop Radhika for this. But he himself rolling on the ground and weeping, and he became senseless. Then Lalita Vishakha, they used to know that how Krishna can come in consciousness. So they told a very high class of powerful mantra in his ear. And what was that? At once, what? He stood up and saw Radhika, and Radhika saw Krishna. Oh, this very special, wonderful meeting among them after so many long time. Oh, this is God festival. Not only pulling, but pulling your heart to Krishna and Radhika, this love. This is a God festival. When Subhadra, Baldev and Krishna, they were on chariot, and then Rath was somewhat, all thousands and lakhs and more than, 20 lakhs of persons were pulling the rope of Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and doing kirtan. Still, the same way even today it goes on. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided his all party in seven groups. Two groups, each side and this side of God. And one back and one
front.
Two in front. So seven. And Nityananda Prabhu, Bhakreshwar Prabhu, Srinivas Prabhu, Srivas Acharya and Haridas Thakur, four were dancing here, and else Achyutananda and Narhari and some others. All were dancing. Sarup Damodar, Mukunda, Vasu Ghosh. Oh, they were singing very sweet. And two mridang with each
group.
And so sound was coming like clouds.
Thunder.
And as if whole atmosphere was
resounding,
Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra everywhere. Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Sometimes Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing on the front. Sometimes, alone, but everywhere at a time he was dancing. In each group at a time. But who saw this? Only Pratapur. And he told to Kashi Mishra, his guru, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Oh, then they told, you have done like a sweeper service. So, Mahaprabhu is very satisfied to you. And that is why you are seeing none are seeing. So you are very fortunate. You should not worry that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has no mercy to you. He never wants to meet you, never wants to see you even. So don't be worried. A time will come when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ocean of mercy, causeless merciful, he will
bestow his mercy.
So he was sing like this. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in front of
Jagannath was dancing so sweet and so fast. Jagannath used to see and stop his chariot.
Forget to move.
And smiling. And sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan, wanted to examine Jagannath. Oh, that if Radha is not going, Radha means himself. Think it. If I am not going, then what he is doing? So he used to be behind the cart. And at that time Jagannath, not seeing Radhika in front, that is Sachinandan Gaudhari. And he used to be
stop
his rat. So like this, Gaur jadi pache chale, shyam hai dhire sthire, Gaur chale aage, shyam chale dhire dhire. So in this way, as if in Braja, if Krishna and Radhika are meeting, or sometimes it becomes like this. If Krishna is saying that Radhika is that kunja, he used to. And if not saw that Radhika is there, then only, where is Radhika? Where? In this way. And then, always singing, all the seven groups and millions of persons were pulling the chariot. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was doing pranam. Nishingadev and others. Jayati jana nivaso devaki janma bado jaduvara parishata saridoro virasyan trichara brijinagna svasitusivumukhayena Vrajapurvanitanam Bharadhayan Kamadeva. To Krishna, this sloka is very, very important. Having all the pastimes, sweet pastimes of Krishna in one desh sloka. And then he began to chant some sloka, and it was so sound. At that time, anyone was not hearing what song he is doing very loudly. And if there is some hearing, but what was the meaning and purport of that song? They could not understand. Only Sarup Damodar used to realize what is the meaning, what is the mood of the song, and what is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was that sloka? Ja kaumaraharam. And explain something. This is more important. This is the essence of cart festival. You all.
Om Gharati Marandasa Gharandana Salakaya Chakshuru Nirtamhena Tasvai Sri Gurudena. Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak a few words describing the verse that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to utter at the time of Rath Yatra Mahamahotsav. This verse contains the essence, the deepest and most internal meaning
tomorrow.
Of Rath Yatra.
Tomorrow.
And therefore, unless one becomes absorbed in the mood of this verse, he really cannot observe the festival in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Hear very carefully.
Swarup Damodar, and especially Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. So, we see that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come before the deity, then Swarup Damodar would utter sloka and also Mahaprabhu would sing. Ya kaumara hara saivahi barastareva chaitakshapas Te chanmilit marati surabayak prauda kadambanila Sachaiva smitata pitata surata vyapara lila vido Reva roda siveta sita rutale cheta samutkantate. Others will hear. And they would think, what is he saying? Why? This verse is not from the Paramartic Shastra. It is not a verse of Srimad Bhagavatam or any Upanishad, or it's not a verse of Gita Govinda or Bilva Mangal Thakur. What is this? This is a verse from a book of the Prakrit Alankar Shastra, mundane poetry. That book is called Sahitya Darpan. And this verse is describing the mood of one lady. What happened? When she was very young, before her marriage, at that time, she became attracted by the qualities of a very beautiful boy. And during Chaitra Mas, the month of Chaitra Mas means March, April.
Springtime.
That is, Chaitra Mas is springtime. When the full moon enters into the constellation of Chitra, nakshatra, that is called Chaitra Mas. So that period corresponds to about March or April in the Western calendar, springtime. So once in the springtime, when a very sweet breeze was blowing from the forest of Kadamba trees, and in that breeze there was a fragrance of malati flowers, or all of these things of Udipana, to stimulate the inspire lovers to meet together. At that time, she met with her beloved. They were not married. On the bank of a river called the Reva, and in one kunj of vetasi trees, cane. This has some sharp thorns also. And they came together and they met there. And at that time, that boy stole her innocence. But then many years later, she married that same person. And years went by. And after many years, then she was not feeling satisfied. She's saying, now I am not so happy in my life and in my relationship. Even though I am the same person and he is the same person, I am remembering those days when we were very young. And breaking all religious principles and not caring for any problems or anyone's opinion. Secretly, we met together on the bank of Reva River. Because at that time, there was so much utkanta, so much eagerness to meet together, and so much playfulness and curiosity was there. I remember those times and think, I wish I was back in those days. So this verse is a mundane poetry, and this is even according to the rules of literature. This is rasabhas. There's defect in this, because it seems to be against dharma. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through this verse of a Prakrit kavita, mundane poetry, he was relishing aprakrita rasa, transcendental love. How is it so? No one could understand. But Sorab Damodar knew. And one year at the Rat Festival, a new boy came there. And his name was Sri Rupa. Sri Rupa. And when he saw Mahaprabhu uttering this verse, because the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the heart of Rupa Goswami, they are tadatmik. So as Mahaprabhu was uttering, then his internal mood automatically reflected in the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam, he knew his most internal mood. And he composed a slok, a parallel slok, which describes how Mahaprabhu was really feeling and what he was remembering at that time. He wrote it down on a palm leaf, and he kept it in the hut, in the thatched roof of the cottage of Haridas Thakur. And he went away. When Mahaprabhu came there, he saw, what is this stuck in the roof of the hut? And pulled it out. And when he read it, then his heart was overwhelmed with joy. And Rupa Goswami came back and gave his pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave him a slap. Hey, Rupa, how did you know my heart? In disbelief, he turned to Sorab Damodar. He said, how did this person know my heart? Sorab Damodar said, but you can tell the tree by its fruits. So similarly, you can understand that Rupa, by the fact that Rupa Goswami knows your heart, it means only one thing, that you must have bestowed your full mercy upon him. Sri Chaitanya Kripa Baro Bhuvivovo Baha Bahantarako Vande Rupa Sanatana Rabhujigo Sri Jiva Gopala. He was filled with the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore he composed a parallel slok explaining the first one. What is that? Priya Soyam Krishna Sahachari Krukshetta Militas Tataham Saradam Taridam Ubayo Sangana Sukham Tatapyanta Kelam Madura Murali Pancha Madushe Manome Kalindi Vipina Pulinaya Sprihayati. In this verse is spoken by Radhika. So this is the internal mood. Srimati Radharani, she's telling her friend, when? Kurukshetra Militas. At the time when all Brijvasis came to Kurukshetra and had the opportunity to meet with Krishna after a very long time separation. And in the night time, all the gopis and Radhika would meet with Krishna and sweet pastimes would take place. But Radhika is saying, oh my dear friend, I am the same Srimati Radhika and he is the same Krishna. But I am not happy here. Why is that? Because I want to be there in the forest of Vrindavan, on the bank of Jamuna, at the Bamshi Bhat, Nituban, Sevakunj, and other places. And there, I want to meet with Krishna, and hear him play upon his flute, on the fifth note. My heart is very eager for that. Why? Because here at Kurukshetra, there is not one drop of the ocean of nectar which is present there in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, bumblebees are humming and moving from flower to flower. And cuckoo birds are singing. And peacocks are calling, keka, keka. But here at Kurukshetra, what goes on here? Elephants are rumbling here and there, and chariots and soldiers and generals and weapons and everything. There's no nectar like Vrindavan. There in Vrindavan, Krishna is like a beautiful cowherd boy, wearing a peacock feather in his hair, playing upon his flute with Pitamba and Gopavesh and Gopavesh, absorbed in his mood as playful cowherd boy, the son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba and Gopitana Vallabha, beloved of all gopis. But here at Kurukshetra, how is he? No peacock feather, no flute, no Pitamba, no Gopavesh. How is he? He's like a king with 16,108 queens and wearing armor and weapons like a prince, a soldier even. So, though there's a chance to meet with Krishna here, I don't like to be here. My heart is very eager to be back on the bank of the river, not Reva, River Jamuna, and in the forest of Vrindavan. So, by these verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed the essence or the speciality of this, our Gaudiya Sampradaya. What is that? Parakya Rasa? Bhakti. Radha and Krishna are not married. So this love is far superior. Yet the Shastra, any books, they are not written about Parakya mood. So Mahaprabhu took one verse from the Sahitya Dapan, in which the unmarried relationship had been described. This unmarried relationship is so very, very much superior because it has many ingredients which make this prema ras or chamatkar very astonishing and beautiful. When lover and beloved meet, but they're not married to each other, then because of dolabhata, nirvaranata, prachamakamakata, and bhamyata, by these ingredients, their prema comes to the highest level. Dolabhata means it's very difficult to meet. Very hard to meet together. Why? Very difficult. They're not living together. Like queens, Krishna and queens, they live together, they can easily meet together. But Radha and Krishna, they're staying in different places. And it's very hard for them. Many obstacles will come. This is the meaning of Vaitasi Tarutale. The Vaitasi groves that Mahaprabhu was mentioning. These are hard and thorny. This means so many problems. But even though so many problems come in the way of the love of Radha and Krishna, their love cannot be checked. Just as when there is a big storm, a tornado comes, and it uproots all the trees. All the trees are uprooted, but Vaitasi, the cane trees, They are never uprooted. So in the face of many, many problems, oh, the love of Radha Krishna, it cannot be uprooted. And therefore, because of this Dolabhata, oh, their love increases more and more. And Nivarnata. Nivarnata means this love is forbidden. Everyone will say no. Mother-in-law, father-in-law, husband, all relatives, society, and Gurujan, they will tell, you cannot go, you cannot meet with him. So because of this, this is another big obstacle. Yet this also increases their attachment for each other. And also, prachanda kamakata, because they are threatened by the members of society, that they cannot meet together, they will have to hide their love inside. They cannot express. If you are cooking, or then if you keep the lid on the pot, then it will become very high. So if you take off the lid, it will not cook quickly. But if the lid is there, you will cover it, then it will become very hot. So because Krishna, Radhika and Gopis of Vrindavan, they have to hide their love for each other. Therefore, they have no expression for this. Therefore, their love becomes higher and higher, more and more intense. And Bhamyata. Bhamyata means, oh, contrary mood. In married life, in Vedic culture, the wife should be very submissive to the husband. She will have to serve him. And she will consider he is like her master and representative of Supreme Lord, like Guru even. So she will have to be very submissive. If he will say anything she does not agree, she cannot argue with him. She will have to remain silent. But so, there is a difference between the hearts of lover and beloved. One will be in low position and one in higher position. So because there is no equality between them, then pranay, the feelings of oneness and intimacy, they cannot increase to the highest point. But in the parakya rasa bhakti, in the devotion which is characterized by unmarried relationship, therefore they are equal to each other. They are not married. The husband can tell the wife, oh, why are you behaving like this? You should get out of my house. But if Krishna will tell Radhika, oh, you should go from here, they will tell him, you don't own this place, you get out of my kunj. This is not your place. The wife is indebted to the husband. Why? Because he maintains her. He gives her saris and bangles and food and all things. But Krishna, what did he give to gopis? He's not feeding them, clothing them, giving them a place to live or anything. So they're not dependent upon him. So because they're not dependent on him in any way, then they have no mood, no dilution of the madhurya ras comes from dasya bhav, the servitor mood. So they can have bhamya bhav. Bhamya means contrary. If Krishna will come and sit next to Radhika, she can turn her face the other way and ignore him. No need to get up and respectfully meet with him. So is this a good thing? Oh, it is in the Kama Shastra mentioned, these are the arrows of Kamadev, very, very powerful weapons by which the heart of one's beloved comes under control. So Radhika, by her, the Bhamya Bhav, contrary mood, or she can control the heart of Krishna. And also, in this Parakya mood, what happens? Many gopis come to meet with Krishna, and between them, Prema Pratiyogata, competition. Chandravi and her sakis are trying to make Krishna come to Chandravi's kunj. Radhika and her sakis are trying to make Krishna come to Radhika's kunj. So there's competition, and sometimes like victory and defeat. So this competition of love between all gopis of Vrindavan makes the love go to the very highest level. Therefore, Bahu kanta bina nahi rasa ra ulas lila rasa haya lagi bahuta prakash. Radhika herself has manifested in the form of Lalita, Vishaka, Chitra, Champakalata, even Chandravali, Shaibya, Padma, Bhadra, and others who are Vipaksha in opposite groups. And in this way, by the Bahu kanta bina nahi rasa ra ulas, by Krishna having many beloveds in Vrindavan, all competing with each other, then praying goes to the highest level. But what is happening in Kurukshetra? Though they are meeting, these sweet pastimes, this inspiration cannot come. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, reciting the verse of Sahitya Darpan, which is the abhas of the parakya mood. Through that he was relishing parakya mood and remembering of the separation that Radhika was feeling, even though she came to Kurukshetra to meet with Krishna. And these things have been very clearly explained by Srila Rupa Goswami and our Guru Varga, so that we can have the chance to see into the very confidential heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And through the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Prema Rasavane Ye Taranga Jeva Dube Se Hoi Radha Madhav Antaranga. Those who will be immersed themselves in the ocean of the love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or when they will emerge from that, they will realize, oh, how they have become the dasi of Sri Sri Radha Madhav.
Thank you. So these are essence of festival, court festival. Without these, this is the life of court festival, Mohotsava. And if this is not, then what? Lifeless court. This is the, this was the message of Sri Rupa Goswami or all Guru Bhar, and this is also, this was also the message of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami. By this court festival, he wanted to preach that mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere. But at that time, disciples were not so qualified to know all these things. So he never told all these facts. Later on, any my disciple will come, and then he may, he will preach all these missions. And then you will know, what is the aim and object, and what is the essence of this festival. So you should know this Parkiya mood. Not in any Vaishnava Sampradaya, you cannot see. And as he explained, Swakiya and Parkiya. You should know that in Dwarka there are so many queens married with Krishna, but they could not control the heart of Krishna, never. So this Dwarka is Jagannath Puri. So Krishna don't want to be in Jagannath Puri, but he wants to be in forest. That is Gundicha. But in Dwarka, oh, so many chariots, so many horses, elephants, armies, commander-in-chief, and all others. Father, mother, all are there. So love does not go so far. But here, also Krishna cannot do rash in Dwarka. Oh, so many
queens.
How much?
16,100.
And their maidservants, like them, pitiful, not less than queens. So millions. But they cannot do rosh there. Never. Nishingadev cannot do. Ram cannot do. Any manifestation of Kali cannot do. Even Ram, he cannot enjoy this park he wrote. All are in Swakiya. Swakiya means dasya.
Dasya.
Only dasya. So Dwarka, in Dwarka, dasya rasa. So you should know the difference between Vrindavan and Jagannath Puri or Dwarka or Kurukshetra. This is the difference. There is not Parkiya rasa. In Vrindavan, it is only Parkiya rasa. So you should know what is this. But at that time, anyhow, he encouraged them to pull cord. And they did. They sang so many kirtans, Jai Jagannath, Jai Bull. But who is Jagannath? Who is Subhadra? Who is Baldev? What is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? But he thought that one day it will come, that my sincere devotees, by the hills of a very high qualified devotee, they may be able to understand all these essence of court fasting. So today time is over, and I wanted to explain all these things. I'm very happy that these things have been explained. Tomorrow, after this, we will explain something more that you have perhaps never heard. And we explain how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much satisfied by the service of Pratap Rudra, especially by hearing some song of Gopi Gita, and we will explain. And also we will explain how the gopis brought Krishna to Vrindavan. Gaur Prema.